St. Mary's Cemetery in Athy, you want upgrade works there, do you?
Yeah, I suppose St. Mary's Cemetery, it's something that has come up several times for various different councillors. On St. Mary's Cemetery, also known as the Famine Graveyard, is in Athy. It, for a long time, no one was able to find out who exactly owned it. And I suppose, as councillors, we've been very frustrated with this. The answer I got back was the council have written to the HSE in early 2023 seeking an update, and were informed that the HSE have been unable to confirm the graveyard in Athy is in fact in their ownership. So an awful lot of back and forth on has gone on about this graveyard, and the graveyard as such, it needs to be dealt with in a sensitive manner, because of the fact that it has had a long history, a very sad history, because of the fact that it was a graveyard that was used during the famine, where an awful lot of victims that died up in the workhouse, poorhouse in Athy were buried. And then as we went into the last century, there was a mother and baby home where we had actually infants buried there. And then obviously people, Athy Vincent's Hospital at the time was, many of the children of my generation may have been delivered up there, but some weren't so lucky and may have passed away. So it's a space yesterday that was confirmed that irrespective of what happens after the HSD do their due diligence, the council have confirmed to me through our director that we will take control of that cemetery, and that we will look after the cemetery, and that we will come along and put in a memorial to all of those people who have been buried up there over the last 160 years, and tell the story, the real story of what happened in that space from 1840 up until now. We'll be able to hopefully get ahead and put a memorial in, and also take care of the space and take care of the area. So people for a long time had wondered what would happen to that graveyard, but the confirmation I got yesterday from our director is we will be taking control of it in Kildare County Council. The memorial will go ahead, and we'll sit down with various different groups and committees and see exactly what that memorial will be.
All right. Fianna Fáil councillor on the Athy Municipal District, Brian Dooley. Thanks for that, Brian, and good morning. A couple more messages that have come